Well, it's always a challenge on special teams, and I think we'd all be naive if we thought we were going to line up with the same 11 players every game and have that continuity. I think it's very important that we adjust. At times we did a good job adjusting. At times we didn't do such a good job adjusting. I thought we were a little bit up and down, but we did do some good things.
Mason's year, after that was an ordeal this summer, I would think, going through the kind. Do you think that paid dividends, the way you guys approach, some days a kick-by-kick competition, do you think that paid dividends in his performance?
I think the competition paid dividends. Mason is an excellent competitor. He had some rough spots from a technical standpoint. I thought mentally he overcame it. He overcame it physically to have a really good year. And I think it's a testament to his work ethic and his will to compete, and it paid off.
Tim Mastic, like you look at the league rankings, you kind of the middle stuff, but like just in a general feel, it appeared like he had a hell of a year. Would you assess that way? Is that the way that you look at Tim Mastic?
Tim had a very solid year, and just short of having a 40-yard net, and some of the weather games here at the end probably cost us that. And we did some things trying to kick the ball away from some of the impactful returners we played. Tim did a good job with that. In terms of game management, I think he's one of the tops in the league, just in terms of being smart and where he tries to place the ball to try to eliminate the returner. Well, the change in personnel creates challenges, but at the same time, it creates excitement. It's opportunity for a new guy to step up and play. Sometimes you are hurt in terms of the continuity because guys don't have the opportunity to play next to one another, particularly in the coverage units. But at the same time, that's what this league's all about. We have 53 guys on the active roster, and you have to be able to adjust. Yes, Randall's a stud. He's a tough guy, and what a high character guy, wonderful competitor, and he stepped up to the challenge there in the playoff game, and I thought he did well.
Injuries affect every part of the game, but how much do they especially affect you with the depth and all that stuff on special teams?
Well, they have a large effect because you have to change guys, and then you have guys playing next to a guy that they haven't played with before. It hurts you a little bit in continuity, but at the same time, that's part of the challenge in this league with the number of guys we've got on the active roster, and it's going to happen. You're going to have to make changes.
How do you evaluate Crosby? I mean, preseason, he didn't look so good, but then once you start, he was making all those kicks. Is he kind of hard to tell where he might be?
I think it's very easy to see that he was very successful during the regular season playoffs. It's just a testament to his work ethic and his competitive fire. I thought having two kickers in here in training camp for him to compete with was good for him, and he rose to the occasion and had a good year.
How would you evaluate the way you guys did in the return game when you were returning the ball this year, and maybe not as many big kick returns, punt returns as you would have liked? Where do you kind of attribute that to as well?
Well, first of all, with the kickoff return, we tried a number of guys early part of the season. I thought as the season went on, particularly late, we became more productive. Had a big play there against the Steelers, and we're solid in that area at the end of the year. The punt return game was again, got better as the season went on. There in the midpoint, Micah took the reins and had some impactful plays, had a 93-yard touchdown, and did a good job taking the ball north and south. And our opponent's net punt was, I believe, we were second in the league in that area. So from that standpoint, it was good.
So it was just a matter of finding that right guy in each position after, a couple years of Randall kind of taking the bulk of those reps all the time.
Well, Randall came in here as an impactful returner for 2 years, and we had good results. It took us a while this year to get established with Micah. I thought Micah did an excellent job. He's an excellent ball handler, catches the ball well, he makes good decisions, and did a nice job on our punt returns. And then there toward the end of the year, he hadn't done kickoff returns since he was in high school, and toward the end of the year, you could see where he was starting to get a good feel for it and had some production.
I guess when there's criticism of your unit, you know, out, whether it's public or media or whatever, do you guys hear that, and what do you think of that? You know, do you just brush it off? And
well, there are challenges that are unique to special teams for a number of reasons, and they're going to be change in terms of personnel, and there's going to be criticism at times. There's also going to be praise at times, and that's what makes being involved in this game special. There's a lot of attention to results in the National Football League. It's what it's all about. It's about winning. It's about being good. So if you like the challenges that you face, then you deal with the criticisms, and it's not a problem.
So I take it you still like all the challenges you face here.
That's why I do what I do.
You guys look at how you guys were so close to blocking that final kick. Is there anything you guys could have done more to prepare for those kind of situations?
I think we prepare as well as we can. I mean, we have opportunity and time to prepare. And, you know, there in the Steeler game, we had a chance to return the kickoff for a score that would have affected the outcome of that game. And then we had a chance to block the field goal. We didn't do it. And so close doesn't count. You have to get it done. It's always going to be a challenge on special teams. You're going to have change because of injury, and the roster can change, and that's one of the unique things about special teams in this league. You've got to deal with it, and you've got to do it the right way. I thought we did some good things, and we did some things not so well this year as a result of change. We need to always have a goal to be consistent, and I think if you look back at our year that we won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, we had a lot of change as well, and we ended up overcoming it. So it's part of the job.
John, how did Brett Goode do this year overall? What was your assessment of him?
Brett is a consistent guy. He deals with the elements here at the end of the year. I thought he dealt with the elements well. He had a couple off snaps, but not anything that was a major problem. And Brett's very solid. Well, you can. I mean, there's some teams that do that. It's about your whole roster and what you have from a philosophical standpoint, how you want to handle the roster, and it's something we evaluate each year, and we'll go through this spring and summer and through training camp, and that'll work itself out what direction we go in that regard. Well, it could be, and maybe not. If a guy's just the returner, that's his main focus. That's where his will is. His risk for injury is compartmentalized. If he's playing other positions, he's exposed more. And it's just really, I think the best way to look at it is how does it fit your 53-man roster? You know, what are you trying to get done?
So when Mike says there were too many Mondays this season when he and Ted were trying to come up with 46, they could cut up with 42, you must be waiting to find out, and who am I going to have this week for special teams? How do you approach your week? Do you have to simplify your plan when you're waiting at the last minute to find out who you're going to have?
Well, I think the process begins in the spring when you initially begin in terms of scheme. And then we do a great job with communication throughout the organization, from Ted and Mike to myself, and we normally start Wednesdays with a really good idea of who we're going to have, and it gives us a chance to prepare during the week.